Simon Shin Tzadi Gimel discusses the Isser of Yitzhiyam and Abayis for an Aval Tav Shiva and the Alachos of Shinoi Makom that are relevant beyond Shiva. So there are two different Gemaras that are relevant to these topics, and you have to figure out to some extent the interplay between the two Gemaras. So for starters, the Gemara on Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Beis, four lines from the top, Tana Rabbanan. Avil Gimel Yamim Harishonim Eino Holech LeBeisa Avil. And Avil during the first 3 days of Shiva doesn't go to another Beis Avil. Mikan Ve'elach Holech Ve'eino Yoshev B'makam HaMenachem and El B'makam HaMenachem. Beyond the first 3 days of Shiva, he can pay a Shiva call to someone else sitting Shiva, but he doesn't sit with the Menachemin, he sits with the Miss Nachemin. That's Gemara 1 that kind of presupposes a restriction on an Avil leaving his house during Shiva. And this is an exception that to be Menachem other Avelim after the first 3 days is permissible. Then the Gemara on Daf Kaf Gimel Amun Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines on the top, Tana Rabbanan, Avel Shabbos Rishona Eino Yosin Pesach Beso. So Shabbos Rishona, which we'll have to define momentarily, and Avel doesn't leave his house. Shnia Yotze Eino Yoshim Kamo. Shabbos number 2, he leaves his house but doesn't sit in his regular place. The Bach adds Ve'eno Medaber. Shlishi is Yoshim Kamo Ve'eno Medaber. The third week, or the third Shabbos, he sits in his regular place, he doesn't speak. Revi is Hareka Chol Adam. The fourth week, all is back to normal. So it's Pasha that Shabbos Rishona, he doesn't leave his house. So everything gets pushed off a week relative to Tanakama. Shabbos Shnia doesn't leave his house. Shlish is Yosef in a Yosef in Koma, Vena Medaber. So what is the meaning in this brisa of Shabbos Rishona? Does Shabbos Rishona mean the day Shabbos? Does Shabbos Rishona mean the first week? Rashi here is silent. However, Rashi on the Rif and Rashi Ksav Yad says that Shabbos Rishona in this brisa means the first week. It means the seven-day week, not the day of Shabbos, meaning to say that in Avel, the first week, the week of Shiva, isn't Yosef himself Beso. Then the second week, Machlokes, Tanakama, and Rabbi Yehuda, what the respective restrictions are from weeks 2 to 4 or 2 to 5. That's how the Rashi understands Simon Mem Vav as well. And the Rashi says that the intention of this brisa that Shabbos Rishona Eino Yosef Pesach Beso, which everyone agrees, question is what's the difference on the second week, but everyone agrees whether it's for Tanakama Neser to state or Rabbi Yehuda is Pashut, but Shabbos Rishona meaning the week of Shiva and Avel doesn't leave his house, the Rashi assumes that's Dafka talking about during the week, because on Shabbos and Avel does leave his house to go to Shul. So an Avil during Shiva, during the week, doesn't leave his house. An Avil on Shabbos leaves his house to go to Shul. And then the Rosh quotes the Ravid, who understood that, no, Shabbos is shown as a reference to the day of the week, Shabbos. And the Bryce is teaching us that even on Shabbos, an Avil doesn't leave the house, even to go to Shul. The Ravid quoted in the Rosh. The Avil Shabbos Rishona doesn't leave his house, even Shabbos, the day of the week, doesn't leave his house even to go to Shul. The Ritva here, Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibur Masvil, Tana Rabbanan. So the Ritva is bothered, according to Rashi, that Pshat in the Brisa is, we're talking about the first week. So then it comes out that according to Tanakhama, the first week, the novel doesn't leave his house, that's the Isser Vitzim Misaf Beso. The second whole week, he leaves his house, isn't Yosheb Bimkomo. But according to Rabbi Huda, then an novel can't leave his house the second week. Why should that be? he's out of Shiva, and then there's a restriction for another whole week that he can't leave his house. So the Ritva finds that perplexing. And that's why the Ritva favors the position of the Ravid, that the whole Brisa is talking about Dafka, the day Shabbos. And yeah, in Echanami, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is still a restriction on the second Shabbos of not going to Shul. Not only does an Avil not go to Shul the first Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, an Avil doesn't even go to Shul the second Shabbos. That there's still some restriction in his circulation, even on the second Shabbos. Yeah.
When we say Lo Yoshim Mikomo, is that like, does that mean we're assuming that the Gemara is not going to Shul? Like, what else is like a Makom Kavua?
So, minimally talking about going to Shul, we'll see whether it may extend to other Mekomos as well. But as a baseline, it's at least talking about going to Shul and the Makom that a person would sit in Shul. Just to know, the Me'iri, the way the Me'iri presents a Ravid, it sounds like the restriction is limited to Shabbos, that an Avel doesn't go to Shul on Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't go to Shul the second Shabbos. But in a Hanami, he could go out during the week. So there's a special restriction on Shabbos of being Yosef Beis Knesses for Rabbi Yehuda on the second week, according to the Ravid's understanding. Says the Aruch HaShulchan in the beginning of Simen Shin Tzadi Gimel, he notes that there's no explicit prohibition in Bavli Yerushalmi Maseches Mochos for an usher to leave his house during Shiva. There are Brisa is talking about going to Shul. Not talking about leaving the house in general. And he says the way the Brisa appears in Maseches Machos is even clearer, that is talking Dafka about going to Shul.
You know, it says inner Yotzei Pes Brisa.
It means any other vessel base to go to Shul. And that's how the Rush frames it. That's how the Ravid in the Rush frame it, despite their differences as to whether they're talking about Shabbos and during the week. But that's what Yaakov Shachar says. It's not explicit anywhere in Bavli, Yerushalmi, Maseches Melchus that there's an Isser per se of Yotzei Misof Beiso during Shiva. After all, the Bryson Kafalos lists all the Dvarim Sha'aval Asur Behem, and there's no mention of Yitzia Mitoch Beisa. To the point where he says, to the extent that he says, if the Chubas HaRivash Simon Kuf Nun Ches, that talks about a minhag in some communities, that the Avel Dafka would go to Shul even during the week of Shiva and not have a minyan in his house, because it's not mufurish anywhere that there's such an isser of yitzia mitoch beiso. Nevertheless, we assume there is an isser of yitzia mitoch beiso, which may be hinted at, as we noted, in the Brais on Daf Kaf Aleph of yitzia mitoch beiso to beis avel, as being an exception to a presumed rule that an avel doesn't leave his house during Shiva. But if you assume, like Rashi, like the Rush, that our Brisa of Shabbos Rishona isn't a reference just to the day Shabbos, but a reference to the whole week, so how is that week calculated? We would have said that the week of Shiva is week one. So then does week two mean when I have Shiva's over on Tuesday, so it's week two, Tuesday to Tuesday, and week three is Tuesday to Tuesday? So the Baal Shulchan points out that it sounds like in the Mechaber, that there's some significance to the Shabbos being the end of the week of note. So the Mechaber writes, Sif Aleph is the first halacha that we saw in Daf Kaf Aleph, that an Avel doesn't go to a Beis Avel during Shiva, during the first 3 days. And if he goes after the first 3 days, he's Yosha B'makom HaMesnachamim, not B'makom HaMenachamim. And then Sif Beis is the Gemara Kaf Gimel, and Mechaber says, Avel Shavu HaRishon, Eino Yos Ni Pesach Beiso, Afilu Shmo Birchas Stupa O Birchas Hamila. So Mechaber reads the Gemara like Rashi Rush, or presents it like Rashi Rush. We're talking about a week, not the day Shabbos. Then Shnia, week two, Yosef Eina Yoshim and Koma Eina Medaber, Shlishis Yoshim and Koma Eina Medaber, Revia Sarei Kishar Kol Adam, Afilu Lo Shalmu Shlosha Shavuos, Kigon Shemeis Be'emsa Shavua, Miyad Kishakala Osa Shavua, Rushnaim Sha'akarav, Kashiv, Shavua Haba, Revi'i. So the Mechaber, it sounds like, that in calculating these weeks, so Shiva, that's standard halacha, where we assume there's an Issa Yisim and Zach Beso, that's more broad than just going to Shul. But here we're now talking about the Shabbos exception, that'll be Sif Gimel. Here we're talking about the application of the restrictions on an Avil's movement, seating, and comportment for a number of weeks after Shiva. So during Shiva, there's an Issa Yisim and Zach Beso, implying even to go to Shul. And then you have week two, week three, with week four that have a lower level of restriction. And the Mechaber concludes, even if the 3 weeks aren't fully complete, and the Petira is in the middle of a week. So how do you calculate week two, three, four? So it sounds like if the Shiva ends on a Tuesday, week two for this purpose ends Motzei Shabbos, week three ends the next Motzei Shabbos, and week four ends the next Motzei Shabbos. So the first week of those restrictions that we've seen is up based on applies to the whole week of Shiva. But then the next week for the purpose of this din, all end with the conclusion of Shabbos. So how does that work? I mean, why should the calculation of the weeks 2, 3, 4 be different than the calculation of Shiva as far as the Issur Yisim itself beso? I think the Baal Shulchan is suggesting that even as far as the Issur Yisim itself beso, it could be that Me'ikar Adin, the Issur only applies through Shabbos, and the balance of Shiva is only Mimin Haga. So what the Rice is saying is that Shabbos Rishona Eina Yosef Mitzvah Beiso is Medina, you can't leave your house until Motzei Shabbos of Shiva. And the fact that, and we extend that Issur Yisim Mitzvah Beiso for the balance of Shiva, but that's only Mimin Haga, not Medina. And if you don't say that, so then you end up with a little bit of a dissonance between the duration of week one for the purpose of this Raisa and how you calculate week 2, 3, 4. Yeah.
What would be the Havana?
Like, wouldn't it make more sense to say that
the
Shiva Tzimah Beis
is
the
first week,
meaning
why should it be
Tolei
on, and if it's
good
on Thursday, right?
Right.
It's only applied to Motzei Shabbos.
Because apparently this isn't a Shiva halacha. This is just as we saw different examples of halachas that don't conform to the normal time frame, like we saw last time, the din of Shalosh Regalim for Binose Isha Achar Ptiras Ishto, right? Which that was a machlokas Rishon. We saw if you even say Allah didn't make a Avel, there's not a veil to Allah at all, because that's a different kind of time frame. So this too isn't a, may not be a Shiva halacha. If some other halacha that's not Shiva based, then it doesn't conform to the standard time frame. Now, Rav Moshe apparently did not understand the way. Rav Moshe has a Shuva, Chelik Beis, Yoredei, Simen Kuf, Ayin, Beis. Chelik Beis, Yoredei, Simen Kuf, Ayin, Beis. And he assumed, oh, that number one, the issue you see me tough base, so during Shiva's Mikra, it did not like the Aruch HaShulchan was suggesting that there's no real source in Bavli, Yerushalmi, Maseches Machlos, but no. The issue you see me tough base, so that applies during Shiva's Mikra, it did. During the entirety of Shiva, there's no difference between leading up to Shabbos and after Shabbos. What was the context of Ramosha's Tshuva here? So he says, a relatively not uncommon scenario that the Avelim are observing Shiva in the house where the Nifter passed away, but it's more comfortable to sleep elsewhere outside of the Beis Avel. So is he allowed to leave the Beis Avel and sleep in a different house during Shiva? So we'll talk about that momentarily, broadly speaking, in terms of the parameters of Yitzia Mitoch Beiso. Ramosha, in analyzing the sugya, says that he thinks the mashmaos of the Gemara, simple reading of the first line of the Gemara, is that the restriction of Yitzia Mitoch Beiso applies the entire week of Shiva, both before Shabbos and after Shabbos. And in a Hanami, the other weeks follow a different cheshbon. The further restrictions of what happens during week 2, 3, 4, that follows a different cheshbon, where in a Hanami, the new week starts after Shabbos, but Eino Inyan to Shiva. When it comes to Shiva, there's a standalone Issur Yitzia Mitoch Beiso that applies Mikra Din to the entirety of Shiva. And Ramosha seems to understand that we derive it from this Braisa.
So, like, let's say a person got a meal on Tuesday, and week one be Tuesday, Tuesday, and week two will just be Tuesday, and what's Shabbos?
Correct. That's what Ramosha says. Now, the context of Ramosha's tshuva, leaving the house to sleep elsewhere, so that the Ramah writes over here in Sif Beis that even though there's a general isser that an oval is in Yotam Mitoch Beiso during Shiva, Miu, Hameka Latzeis Belayla, Mimnei Atzarech Lo Hissin, that if someone has some tzarech to leave the house and does so at night, not the end of the world. The Hada Asir Laseis Kutza Beiso, Hainadavka L'tayel, O L'masal Matan V'chadoma, Aval Shalach Moshe L'Acharav, if the governor is asking for you to come visit, O Shetzarech Leila B'derech, O L'shar Dvar, Mesvichem L'harbe, Davir Avod, Mutter, Laseis V'chainogin, fine. So the Ramah, based on the Jumas HaDashan, says that if there's a tzarech, then you can leave at least at night. What difference does it make daytime or night? So the Jumas HaDashan says, Simen Reish Tzadi, that what's the reason for the Issur Yitzia Mitoch Beiso? Kedei Shelo Yishkach Avi Luso, Kishayelach Eitzel B'nei Adam. That if you're going to leave your house, so you're going to get caught up with some social interactions, you'll see other people, you'll talk to other people, it's going to distract you from the Avelus. Because Shehu Misbodid Bebeso, the Enim Arachbine Beso, Nikr Benirka Mizabel. But if you're going to stay at home and you're stuck in within the four walls of your house with your family, then you're not going to lose focus. Vim Kane, Kisha Yatza Belaila, or Yetze Belaila, the Enim is Arvim Chaburus Bene Adam. So if you're going to leave at night, where you're not going to meet people outside at night because it's dark and there's no lighting and you're not going to socialize, and you're just going to sleep in another house, so that's okay because that's still within the spirit of the Issur Yitzia Mitoch Beiso. You're not going to get distracted from the focus of Avelus. So the Aruch HaShulchan just knows in Sif Hei that first the Mechaber quotes the Tumas HaDashen that Hamekel at night is not the end of the world. And then he says The Isser Vitim Mitoch Beso, if the Moshe is calling you or there are other needs, then it's okay. And he makes no mention of night as opposed to day. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, all things being equal, it's better if you need to leave the house during Shiva and there's a tzarach, better to do it at night. But if there are pressing situations, the Moshe calls you, Davar Avod, then we can be makel even during the day as necessary. But all things being equal, if you need to leave, preferable to do so at night. If you give Eger writes here, Allah says, Balayla, La'achar Shakala Regal Minashuk. So the point of the Truma Sedeshin was you can travel outside at night when you're not going to bump into anyone. So Rav Akiva Eiger says, it doesn't mean the second it gets dark. It means Ashitech L'Regel Mashuk, where there's no traffic outside, where you're not going to bump into someone. It's not a din in Laila per se. It has to do with whether there are other people traveling that you may interact with. The Baal HaShulchan suggests, the Katan Yud Zayin, if that's the whole point, so nowadays, where you're not traveling, if you're not traveling on foot, you're not traveling in a way that you could meet someone, you're going to go in a car, you're not socializing in your car, so then it doesn't make a difference if it's color regal min hashuk or not. You're no more likely to bump into people in your car, whether you're driving at midnight or driving at 6 p.m. Or for that matter, if there's a need, even in the daytime, we're not so worried. And that's what the Rabbi Karb says as well, page tough, pay dalid, that at least after the first 3 days, he's more willing to be makel to go in a car if necessary, irrespective of whether it's tifla regel minashuk or not tifla regel minashuk. But the difference between day and night is potentially not as significant, not as severe as it used to be. If you're traveling in a car anyway, the Baal HaShulchan says it doesn't really make that much of a difference if it's daytime or nighttime, if there's a tzarech. So then the tzarech would justify it. So Rabbi Willig in general thinks that if there's a need for the Avil to travel either to sleep somewhere else, or if the Avil is going to travel to accept Menachem in a different location than the initial base Avil, so then we assume that's okay if you're going to go in a car and not a track with people. Better to do it at night, but if it needs to be in the daytime, it could be in the daytime as well. Okay. Now, yeah, Gabe.
In general, like a tzarech, let's say you have to take a kid to school.
And that's not a tzarech.
So what are we calling it?
What's a tzarech? So nowadays, the application, I mean, the Mechaber's, the Ramah says, if the governor is asking for you or if it's a real davar avod. So most of us, the governor's not asking for us on a regular basis, so that doesn't come up that much. And in most situations, as we saw, even in the context of Malacha, we're not, there are very few situations of a real davar avod where nowadays an avod needs to engage in Malacha. So here too, there aren't really that many davar avod situations. Someone else can take the kids to school. There aren't, the only scenario where you see mitoch beso as a tzarech comes up for an avod, typically speaking during Shiva, is if they're going to change location of where they're accepting Menachemim, either to resume the shiva in a different location or to sleep outside of the base level at night if it's impractical or it's easier to sleep somewhere else. That's really where Yassim Mitoch Beso comes up. Otherwise, we avoid Yassim and Abayis in general. Now, the other situation where it could come up, what happens if there's no minion in the base level or the level can't get a minion? Is the Avil allowed to go to Shul? The Piskei Tshuva Sifkatan Beis here quotes a machlokes. Sefer Chachmas Adam in the Kuntis Matzavis Moshe Kasav Alpima shekasavne b'simin shinai vav shemitzol l'sfala b'esa avel imkei yesh amasara. Avav b'malkam di afshar lifna fasara di esbatel ay dezen di kadosh yibidusha baruchu mutu leilech. So if you can't get together minyan the b'esa avel, and otherwise the avel is not going to down with the minyan, he's allowed to go to shul. Achmagan avram mashman l'sfala b'yichidi. Dagen Ram thinks that he should stay at home and have michidus. So if you have your COVID era minion across the courtyard and you can listen to that and be mitzare, so then that's best. If not, then Magen Ram thinks better to stay home. Magen Ram is talking in the context of Purim, assuming like the Ramah, the Purim, well, right, like the Ramah, that there are Nihugi Avelis on Purim. So again, this is Machlokas Chachmas Adam and Magen Avraham. Yuki Vegir sounds like he distinguishes between Ava V'Imo and Shar Kovim. That if you're in the person sitting shiva of Imo and there's no minyan in the house, and then there's more of an inyan to say Kaddish, so then we would allow the Avil to go to Shul to participate in the minyan. If it's Shar Krovim, maybe better to stay home and daven b'yichidus than to leave the home just to go to Shul.
How do we generally?
I think we're makel, definitely for Avil v'Imo. We would be makel to allow an avil to go to shul if there's no minyan in the house. But you should do everything you can to have a minyan in the house. The Ritva has the following line, again on Kaf Gimel and Aleph. It says, V'ata nogu b'chol ha'ratzos halalu. So he comments on a minog that as a matter of course the avail would go to shul during shiva. The Amru al Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Gaius, Rav Gaius, Shekasu came. The ain lo ikar b'gemara. So the Ritva records such a minog. He doesn't think it's correct. He doesn't think that going to shul justifies the iser of Yitzchak mitoch beisa. During the week, v'yesh lahakel the minog the neshiv is manuzeh yisrael ma'aten ve'nuchol l'spala ma'avul b'beisa. So the Rishba says, even though in principle he thinks that an avul shouldn't leave his house even to go to shul, but nowadays there aren't so many Jews around, and there aren't enough people to help with the minyan of the beis avul. And then it'll come out that the only people that get a minyan in the home are the Ashirim, who have more connections, and the Aniyim won't get a minyan in the home, and that's going to embarrass them. And therefore, Kadesh la Yimnu mitfila b'tzibur, keilu latiram, lavo l'beis haknesses. That's the justification of what he observes as a common minhag, which he, if up to him, wouldn't have encouraged, but at least justified as a reality that because there aren't enough Jews in these small communities to sustain both the minyan and shul and minyan beis avel on a regular basis, so nagu to allow the avel to come to shul. But in most of our communities, even smaller communities, there's usually enough people to go around to have minyan beis avel, and it doesn't come up that much, that often, that an avel would be able to get a minyan beis avel and have to go to shul. Say again?
That's a chav afil, don't need to go to shul.
And
they feel bad, right. So go to beis avel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what are the parameters of Eino Yoshev Bimkoma? So the Mechaber Paskin, that week two, Yotze Ve'eno Yoshev Bimkomo, Ve'eno Medaber. So again, Rashi here on the dot isn't so helpful, but Rashi al Arif and Rashi Ksav Yad says Eino Yoshev B'Mkomo means in Shul, that you don't sit on your regular seat when you go to Shul. Shlomo Eger says Bein Bebeso, Bein Bebeso Knesses. Doesn't only apply in Shul, it applies in the home as well. So you shouldn't sit in your regular armchair at home. You should be Mishana Makamu at home as well. But most of us don't assume like that with Shlomo Eger, and we generally assume that the Isser of Eino Yoshev Makamu is limited to Shul. Says the Mordechai Simon Tav Tav Sadivav. Hadaka Amar Shayoshin Imo La Areth Mishum Sharov Am Lo Sakil Balafahi. Umishadam Komo Kadesha Yargishu Alko Kidarmina Lael Shnea Yotsev Anu Yoshim Komo Umishabis Nami Shayotsev Anu Yoshim Komo Vinogamishum Kodame Shigam Sharkov Mishanis Makomo. So the point of Mishana Makomo is the people should realize and appreciate that he's in Avelus. And that applies on Shabbos as well. Then he references a minhag that Shar Krovav Mishana Makomo as well, that relates to Kol Misha Mis'aba L'la Mis'aba Limo, which we didn't really have time to talk about in these shir. So the Mordechai says that's the time of din, that there should be some recognition or some public display of the fact that he is in Avelis. And the Rama says, Akshon Nogin Shein Yoshim Komen Kol Shloshim, even though strictly speaking, we paskin that week two in Yoshev Mekomo. Week three is Yoshev Mekomo. But the Rama says the minhag is that in Yoshev Mekomo for Shloshim and Avivimo call you Beis Kodesh. The Ein LeMinhag Zeh Iker, there's no real basis for this minhag. Nikol Makom Ein LeShanus Min HaMinhag Ki Kol Makom Lefi Minhaga. So what does that mean, there's no basis for the minhag? So it sounds like he's saying that if this was a Shloshim Halacha, so then Shloshim Halacha would be extended to your Beis Kodesh. But this isn't even a Shloshim Halacha. This is a week two Halacha. We're ready by week three. It's Mutter. So number one, what's the basis for extending it to Shloshim? And Kol Shekein, what's the basis for extending it to Yud Beis Kodesh? Rabbi Willis suggested maybe the basis is as follows. Even though the Gemara says, and we paskin, that week three, you could be Yoshev Bimkomo, the Eino Medaber. Nevertheless, Tosfos on Kap Gimel Med Aleph, Yibam Maskel, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, says, when I was a kid, I saw the Re wasn't Yoshev Bimkomo until week four. And I don't know where that came from. If it's based on Rabbi Huda, then he should have passed in Issu Yitzim Mitoch based on week two, which he didn't. The Yish Lomar, Baha Ashkachna Tuba Le'el, Davelus Shiva, V'kaimel and Hachi, V'shem Atama Kirabanan, V'mishum Ditzarek Le'eshev Bimkomo, V'ena Medaber, V'tov Yosir She'eshev Kusim Komo, So week two, you're Mishana Malkar Ve'en Medaber. Week three, you can sit in your regular seat, the Ve'en Medaber. And week four, you go back to normal. So says Tosfos, you also have the option of staying in a different seat in week three and being Medaber. It's only if you change, if you sit in your regular seat during week three, that you can't be Medaber. But if you change your seat in week three, then you could be Medaber. So maybe that was this practice that the only Isser Medaber is Bimkomo. So if you change your seat and you want to talk, that's okay, because you can talk as long as you're in a different seat. And then that extends up until week four. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even week four, if you want to speak, you have to sit in a different seat. I mean, according to the Tanakhama, week four, everything's back to normal. According to Rabbi Yehuda, week five, everything's back to normal. So according to, based on Tosafos Cheshbon, in justification of the Re, so it should come out, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that if you want to talk in Shul, why anyone would ever want to talk in Shul, I don't know, but if you want to talk in Shul, so then you have to sit in a different seat through week four. So Rabbi Willick suggested maybe that's the basis of the Minhag of the Ramah. This Cheshbon of Tosos, Aliba, the Rabbi Yehuda, makes it into a Shloshim Malacha, that if you want to talk, so then you have to sit in a different seat for the duration of Shloshim. So maybe that's the basis of the Minhag of extending the din of Shinim Makom for the entire Shloshim. And then once it's extended to Shloshim, will be extended for Yom Beis Chodesh as well. And that's a little bit different than the dark emotion. Osei v'shem Maril, who thinks that the minhag is based on Rabbi Yehuda's shita for Shinim Makom, even if you don't assume his way, even though we don't assume like Rabbi Yehuda as far as the Isser of Yitzi Mitoch Beis. So maybe we split, or the minhag splits, and says, we're matir, Yitzi Mitoch Beis on week two, like Tanakama, but we're machmir, like Rabbi Yehuda, on Shinim Makom, even through week three, and maybe through week four. Okay. So what are the parameters? Yeah?
Well, what would the husband lying? I don't know, so to speak, if you're not in your own model.
I think it's that there has to be some noticeable change from your normal hanhaga. So you can't go to shul and just act like normal. So you could either sit in a different seat, and then that'll allow you to talk. Or if you're going to sit in your regular seat, then you can't talk. There has to be some noticeable shinoi in your hanhaga. Take a look at Pistei Tshuva. Sifkat and Zayin at the end. Pasuk is Eirich Hamudi Daniel. Nira kisha avol mishana mekomo sarach lo harchik dalet amos. Shebelo zeh kichai makom chashiv. If you affect shinei makom, it has to be dalet amos away from your regular seats. Kakasim agadav ram le'inyan koveya makom l'tfiloso. Just like when it comes to Kaveh Malkum with Filoso, okay, Avram Be'ezro, so that's within Dalet Amos. If you're davening within Dalet Amos of your regular Malkum, that's considered Mekomo. So to hear, Shinim Malkum has to be outside of Dalet Amos of your regular Malkum. So quotes the Pisca Tshuva B'Shem the Chamude Daniel. Father Shulchan Sukkot and Kaf Beis quotes Maram Shik. Sounds like he was makel on this. And Rabbi Willi pointed out the minhag in Germany was that you just switch seats with the person sitting next to you. It didn't have to be outside of Dalet Amos. Father Yeshulchan Sukkot and Kaf Gimel thinks that you should be machmir for Dalet Amos. I was listening to Rabbi Sobolovsky in the car a few days ago. He pointed out that it could be the point of Dalet Amos makes sense if you're on a pew or a bench. So then it's not so clear where's your makom and where is it a shini makom. But if you're in a shul with chairs, so even if you're within Dalet Amos, but you're in a different chair, maybe that's more of a hacker that it's a shini makom. But Yeshu Yesh, many are Mako, that it doesn't have to be Dalet Amos, as long as it's recognizable that it's a different chair, different seats. Now, what about Shinei Makom on Shabbos proper? So, if you read the Brisa like the Ravid, so the whole Nidon is about Shabbos. But if you read it the way we do Lalacha, that it's about weeks and not the day of Shabbos, so what's the din of Shinei Makom on Shabbos? Says the Mechaber Sif Dalet, Hanoagim Kishahem Avelim Shalol Lashanis Makomim Beithak Nesim B'Shabbos Yafei Mosim. It's appropriate to not change your seat on Shabbos. Even if you're changing your seat during the week, don't change your seat on Shabbos. That would be a veil for Frasia. Says Ramah, V'yesh Omrim, Shagam B'Shabbos Yishan Mekomo. No, even on Shabbos, you should change your seat. V'chein Aminag Pasha, V'ein L'Shanus Aminag. That is common practice. Ramah says that is appropriate practice to change your seat even on Shabbos. Why isn't that available for Hesia? Take a look at the shafts of Kata and Zion. It's for lay. She'ein zadamer shel parhesia. She'ein avelus nikra b'zeh kol kach. Shaharbi pa'amim adam machlif mekomo. Afilu eino avel. So says the Levush, based on a nimuke yosef. So there could be many reasons a person doesn't sit in his regular seat. Someone might have beat him to it. So the fact that you're sitting in a different seat than usual doesn't constitute a veilus b'fresim. And then the shaft says even more, based on what we discussed last time, that's the sort of the shaft that a veilus b'fresim is only a problem if it's nihuge shiva. But nihuge shloshim, nihuge yudbeis, are not restricted. Yudbeis chodesh are not restricted by veilus b'fresim. So Shinei Makom is a shloshim slash yudbeis halacha, yudbeis chodesh halacha least mimen haga. So that wouldn't be subject to any restriction of avails for frasya. And even if everyone realizes full well that the reason you're sitting in a different seat is because you're an avail on Shabbos, doesn't make a difference. That's not a problematic avails for frasya because it's not a shiva halacha. That's Reb Shlomo Eger on this shach. The shach says that the first reason, it's not necessarily apparent that the reason you're sitting in a different seat is because you're an avel. Says Reb Shlomo Eger, "Yalzeh samachti lahakol bimei evli al abba mari ma'oran shal yisrael kiv Eger shelo l'shanus for Shabbos." That he relied on this not to switch his seat on Shabbos when he was in avails for his father. Kivadai arav bi'iro ein dark l'shanos. So, Mela regular balabas, there could be different reasons that he doesn't sit in his regular seat. But the rabbi always sits in his seat. So there'd be no plausible explanation for why the rabbi is sitting anywhere else other than the fact that he's an avelus, and therefore that would be a problem of avelus for Hesia. Presumably, that's totally on the two reasons of the shach. According to the second reason, there's no avelus for Hesia because it's not nihuge shiva. So it doesn't make a difference if you're the rabbi or not. According to the first reason, that we're not worried about the veils for Hesed Rashidim Malka because you may be changing your seat for another reason, that applies to a regular balabas, but doesn't apply to the rabbi. Then Shlomo Eger says, Mikol Malkom, the Shabbos Shnia, Shashinim in a din, lo alach with the basic anessas. So he wasn't convinced that he's correct. To avoid the problem, he did go to Shul the second Shabbos where Shinei Makom is Medina. After the second Shabbos, is only Mimen Haga. Second Shabbos is Medina, so he stayed home rather than to get into the Shaila of whether switching his seat would be a violation of avails for Hesia, because if you accept only the first reason of the Shach, doesn't apply to the Rabbi.
You went different Shul?
I don't know if there was a different shul or the Rav Ha'ir, I think in European communities, so the rabbi of the city would have a makom in every shul. So if there are five shuls in town, he probably had a seat in all five shuls, and it would be Nicker in any of those shots. But when Rishachter was in Avelis for his father, so Friday night during Shiva, he walked into the Beis Medrash to Davin. He walked in after Ben Mamalikin when, so we'll talk about when the Avel walks in, but he walked in after Ben Mamalikin. And then he said he wasn't planning on switching a seat. But then he wasn't sure what the more correct practice would be, given this whole discussion. So Shabbos morning, he went to Shari Tikva. I think Shari Tikva is now defunct, but that's the shul on across from the George Washington bus terminal on 177th between Broadway and Fort Wash. So he went Shabbos morning to Shari Tikva because he never davened there. So it wouldn't be available for Hesia to switch a seat because he didn't have a seat. That was your point, Gabe. So he went to Shari Tikva. And on Purim, where we are in Mafmir, according to the Ramadan, and Yehugi Avail supply, and probably went to the Washington Heights congregation, which at the time was still in the old building, also 177th Street. 177th, right? To avoid this problem. Because he thought that even for a regular person, it's not pasha to be mekel like the shach. So in our base medrash, that would be the Rav. So that would be more potentially professor, like Rishon Eger. But he thought even, you know, when he's not in Yeshiva, he davens, let's say, in the Aguda. But he didn't want to go to the Aguda because he had a Malkin Kavu there, even though it's not in the Mizrach. See, he was kosher even for regular person. Maybe that's available for Hesia. So that's why he went to shuls that he never davened in. Against the Ramah, right. And then, but that was only the first 2 weeks, which is Medina, like Rishon Eger points out. And then after that, he davened in the Beis Medrash again in his regular seat.
It's better to get out of this topic of changing your seat, even if you're going to miss out on field of people. Like, why is
that? So that was Rishon Eger's judgment. He doesn't develop it any further. But apparently, yeah, because if it's a Medina consideration, so he must have felt that better to not go to Shul. I don't think he means that he had a minion in his house. Maybe. It doesn't say he made a minion in his house. Sounds like he didn't go to Shul and there was no minion. The Baal Yer Shulchan thinks that the rabbi should be Mishana Mekomo, meaning like the second reason, the Shach, that the Shlomo Eger's consideration doesn't apply. Rabbi Willig, when he was in Avelus, so he just moved his seat a little bit, his chair a little bit, within Dalet Amos, because he doesn't think that's to be Dalet Amos. But that's not for us because no one really noticed that. So it's enough for the Kima Shinei Makom, but it's not noticeable enough that anyone would flag that as available for us. And that's what I saw Rabbi Karkos and Rabbi Yashiv. That Rabbi Yashiv thought, in general, for anyone on Shabbos, he should be Mishana Makomo a little bit. Even the rabbi Mishana Makomo a little bit. And then that way it's not so noticeable. So you're Mekayim the Shinei Makom, but not in a very noticeable way. And then you kind of have your cake and eat it too. The Berach Gola here in Os Yud has the following comment. Aminag, Shenichnasa Avil Abesak Neses Kodan Tfilas Arbis. The Minag is the Avil will go into Shul before Marif, Friday night. Vazakanim Omdim Alaba Pesach Besak Neses. Vaulam Vishteshi was an Achamo. And the Kena would be Menachem on the way in. Apia God, the Pirkei of Lazar, and the Utor, Reisi Paul, Lakila, Svardim, Menachem Achayrim, Binyan Atvila, Menachem Menachem, Ba'orim Sham, Ba'erav, Ba'bogar, Har Tvila, Mizmor, Bentes, Tidukadin, Menachem Asikin, Uvasikin. So the Bergola references this minhag of doing Nicham Avelim at the onset of Shabbos in Shul. Says the Aruch HaShulchan Simen Tav Os Hey that by him the minhag was that the Avel would wait on Erev Shabbos outside of Shul during Kabbalah Shabbos, and then before Kabbalah Shabbos the Shamash is Machriz. Here comes the Avel. Everybody gets up and is Menachem. And he says some people didn't want to do this, so they would make a minion in their house instead. Mishabura writes, Stimin Reish Pei Zayin Sif Katan Gimel. Reish Pei Zayin Gimel. This is the tiny simon in Hilcha Shabbos of Nicham Avelim B'Shabbos. Nicham Avelim Bikur Cholim B'Shabbos. And Mechaber writes, Yicholim L'Nacham Avelim B'Shabbos, V'chein Yicholim L'Vakar S'Chola. Hello, Yomer Lo Kedar She'omer L'Chol, Ela Omer Lo Shabbos Yimilizo, Grifu Akrav Olovo, Rachamam Berubim, Shibto B'Shalom. Or Shabbos Yimilizo, Shabbos Yimilinachem, V'Nacham Akrav Olovo. Says in Mishabura, V'yesh makilim that you could say a makam yinachem and Shabbos, kazer prima gadim, in baha aval besak neses achar amir smith rishel yam Shabbos, shuv lo yikra sham isu negra avel, dein lahaskar avel surpassia. If you want to say in your own, Shabbos yilunachem, rashan. So the minhag that's printed, the minhag of I think all of our communities that an Avel comes into Shul before Mizmor Shir, Friday night of Shiva, and people are Menachem. So presumably, that minhag made sense when people would make Shabbos earlier, so the time that the Avel is coming in before Mizmor Shir, that's the real Kabbalah Shabbos, not Shabbos yet. So it's not a violation of doing the normal Nicham Avelim on Shabbos if you're supposed to use a different Nusach on Shabbos. We assume that you don't say the regular Nusach of a Malki Menachem on Shabbos. If you see an Avel on Shabbos, you say Shabbos Yimel Menachem. So presumably that practice of doing a public Nicham at that juncture in davening, that made sense when people made Shabbos early. But in most shuls where you daven Mincha, at best 18 minutes, at worst 10 minutes, at worst, even worse later, before Shkia, then by the time you get to Mizmor Shir, you're way past the beginning of Shabbos. So that's questionable whether that makes sense to use a regular Nusach of Nicham Avelim. That's what Shmir Shabbos raises in the name of Rishon Zalman, printed in Perek Samech Hei, footnote Sadi Dalit, Perek Samech Hei, footnote Sadi Dalid, that it's not clear whether that's appropriate to say Shabbos Yimel Menachem at that point after Kabbalah Shabbos once it's already Shabbos. Rabbi Simcha Bunim Cohen writes for Shem Rav Nevensal that if the Avel is coming in at that point when it's already Shabbos, he probably shouldn't be Machriz, but he heard from Shlomo Zalman that the minhag is still to be Machriz, and he writes that was the minhag in Rav Yosha's Beis Medrash as well. But presumably, if you're going to do it then the more proper greeting, even though the Mishabura does quote two dayas, that it seems like the more popular daya, the more accepted daya, is that you don't say Amalkim Yinachem on Shabbos, you say Shabbos Yimel Menachem. So presumably, the more correct Nusach would be to say Shabbos Yimel Menachem as opposed to the regular Amalkim Yinachem. Okay. The Gemara on Daf Yutes on the days tells us the following application of Nixas Hayom Kekulo, that Kevin Sha'omdim Menachem and Yaslo be Yamashvi Motor Rechitza. Now, once the Menachemim leave the Aval on day 7, we invoke Nixas Hayom Kekulo, and the Aval is Motor Berechitza. Rechitza presumably is not Dafka, it's a reference to all Nihuge Shiva. That's what the Ritva writes. Yibra Maskel Kevan, who Adin Shemutter called Zeras Shiva, V'chada min ayu nakat, slav dafka. The Ritva then says that in order to invoke Mixas Yom Kekulo, the Gemara says, Kevin Sha'andu Menachem Yetzlo, that you actually need Menachem and Befoel who are there and to leave. And if there are no Menachemim that come, then you're stuck with Nihuge Shiva the entire day. And therefore, the Ritva says that on Shabbos, where there are no Menachemim, so then an Avel is Noheg Avelif Bitzina the entire Shabbos as the last day of Shiva. So you need Menachemim Befoel. If there are no Menachemim, then you're stuck with Nihuge Shiva for the balance of the day. And the Rama writes in Darkei Moshe, we're now in Simon Shin Sadihe, that even though the Torah also sounds like that, that you need Menachem and Befoel, Rama says the minhag's not that way. And therefore, if no Menachem come, Shiva is still broken, Shiva expires at the time that the Menachemim would have come. So the Mechaber just writes in Shin Sadihe, Kevin Sha'amdu Menachem Ne'etzel Adel B'yom HaShvi, Motu B'chol Dvarim Sha'asar Ben Tov Shiva, Demix L'yom Kekulo, Lo Shnam Mix L'yom Shvi, Lo Shnam Mix L'yom Shloshim, Once Ne'etzachama, Balami Menu, Zera Shloshim. And the Rama says, "Medinos Elu she'ein haMenachemim regilim lavo b'yom Zayin." So apparently, there was such a practice that no one would come on day 7. Sarach lahamtin asha sheregilim haMenachemim lavo b'shar yamim. The haidu la'achi yitzim beis haKnesses sheregilim lavo haMenachemim kein nirali. The lo kamash sheregilim lahamtin shal yom de'ena daratoli rak b'midas haMenachemim. So it's either or. If there are Menachemim, you wait till the Menachemim leave. If there are no Menachemim, you wait till the time that the Menachemim would have come and left. So if the minhag was that Menachemim would come after Shacharis, so you wait a little bit after Shacharis when the Menachemim would have come, and then the restrictions of Shiva expire at that point.
They wouldn't have Shacharis coming on day 7?
I don't know.
Now they're basically Menachem show up on day 7 for Shabbos.
They're Menachem show up on day 7. They're Menachem for a few minutes. They leave, and then Shiva's up. But the Taz just points out in Simon Tough Bay is Sukkadene, so we don't assume like the Ritva. We assume that even if no Menachem come before, well, Shiva is still up after the time the Menachem will come. That's relevant in Shabbos also. Shabbos, no Menachem come. So Shiva is up at the time that the Menachem would have come. So the Taz comment in Simon Tough Bay is Sukkadene that Nixas Yom Kekulo means that you have to be noheg nixas what the nihugim would be on that day at the beginning of the day. So on Shabbos, all that's noheg is avel spitzina. So then you're noheg nixas avel spitzina at the beginning of the day. The Taz says, so avel spitzina includes Talmud Torah, includes getting an aliyah. He says, Medina, once Shacharis is over, then Shiva should be over on Shabbos. Nevertheless, the minhag is that an Avel doesn't get an Aliyah Shabbos morning Shacharis if he gets up from Shiva that day, even though technically speaking, the Nihuke Shiva should expire at the completion of, or by the completion of Shacharis. He says the minhag is that you give an Avel Aliyah Mincha, not on Shacharis. And Rabbi Karp quotes in the Eliyah Rabbah, that let's say you daven Shacharis in one shul and Musaf in another shul, and you hear Pesach Torah in the second shul where you're going to daven Musaf, so then you get an Aliyah in the second shul because there's more of a break between Shacharis and the Aliyah. So this machlokas we showed him just a note about whether you say mixas halayla kukulo. The Rush and Siman Lamed quotes in the Maran that we don't say mixas halayla kukulo, and that's the position of Tosos Kapal from the days Yom Maskal Afilu. Ramban page Reish Tesvav says you do say mixas halayla kukulo, just like by a Zavin principle we say mixas halayla kukulo. But we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that you don't say mixas halayla kukulo. Only mixes hayom, even though the Gaon says that we do say mixes halayla kekula. But lach lamay, so we assume that for purposes of breaking Shiva, we say mixes hayom kekula, not mixes halayla kekula. The Pesach Shuvah does quote in Sifkat and Aleph the possibility of being mekel the makom mitzvah, as in for Ona. And let's say Leil Tefillah falls on the night of the seventh day of Shiva. The Pesach Shuvah discusses the possibility of being Mako for that, Mako for Talmud Torah maybe, to rely on the Rishonim that you say Mixas Halayla Kukulo. Rabbi Willie thinks that you should not be mekel on mitzvah halayla kukulo, even baka mitzvah. Rabbi Shechter thinks that you could be mekel. Rabbi Karp thinks hamekel yesh al mi lismach. Okay, let's try to move along a little bit more. We're not going to have time to talk about Siman Shin Sadi Tes, which is Avelus Beregel. And when Yantiv breaks Avelus, Nehuge Avelus on Yantiv, you can do that on your own. Siman Tav Avelus v'Shabbos, we already discussed some elements of this. The Taz in Sifkat and Aleph, quotes the Marashal, Avel sheyom milas b'no b'Shabbos, ein lo lalos the Torah. Alpha Bishanogu Bixas Makoman Shabia Ben Abichi of Lalos Biamilus Beno, Mikamaka Lomikri Fresia. So it sounds a little bit, we had noted previously the Machaber quotes the Rebbeinu Tam, who always got Shlishi every Shabbos, and he thought it'd be available for Fresia not to get Shlishi during Shiva. So the Marshal is not exactly the same case, because he's talking about where the Minog is that you give the Avia Ben and Aliyah. Presumably, there may be other reasons that you give someone an Aliyah over the Aviyah Ben, so it's not necessarily the same as Rebbeinu Tam, but the Taz does quote that Marshal, that we're not worried about, that's not called the Avelus Beresi, even if the Minig is generally to give the Aviyah Ben an Aliyah on the day of the Mila, but to not give him an Aliyah on that Shabbos is not considered Avelus Beresi. Now, last time, I think someone had asked the usher about when the Huge Avelis or when you wear big the Shabbos or shoes going into Shabbos. So we had discussed previously the Gemara and Daf Kaf Zayin Amud Aleph about Kfiyas HaMita, that there's an allowance to be Zolkef the Mitos Kfuyos early in the afternoon on Erev Shabbos. But nevertheless, you're not allowed to sit on the Mitos Kufa until Shabbos itself, because it sounds like there's some tirf involved and some expenditure of time necessary to be Zolkef the Mitos. You don't have to leave that for the last minute. But in terms of the Isser for an Aval to sit on the Mitos Kufa, that's in place until Shabbos begins. So it sounds like from that, that Nihuge Shiva are all in place until the onset of Shabbos. Magen Avraham, Simon Tav Kuf Mem Chasif Katan Aleph. Tav Kuf Mem Chasif Katan Aleph says that an Avil doesn't put on shoes until Shkia Mamish. And Ravadia writes that he doesn't see any room to be makel about that. Says Shlomo Kluger, Ha'elof of Shlomo, Yeredeya Shin Yuches, Yeredeya Shin Yuches, the Nidon and Hagas Avelos Vere Shabbos Kodesh, Ha'olam Toin, Umivazin Avelos Acher Chatzos Vere Shabbos Kodesh. That people would be lax about Nihuge Avelos already after Chatzos on Friday. Aval Be'emes Kol Dine Avelos, Yachay Pishiva Gabi Karka, Hakol Noeg Ad Alakas Aneiros. Everything is Noeg till Lich mentioned. There's the Meiri on Kav Zayin Amud Aleph, and that still gives the Kivas Amita. Bar Yadato Shavelos Maskel Nisha Shenista Magolel L'chol Inyana Yavelos V'Erev Shabbos Posek Mikol Avelos Samuch L'Chashecha. So you stop the Nihuge Avelos Samuch L'Chashecha to keep it Samita, because you can't do it the last minute. That you're allowed to do earlier Min HaMincha U L'Mala. So you know, Yalach, the question of Yashiv, that we talk about Shkia, the Magen Avraham said Shkia, and Meiri says Samuch L'Chashecha, doesn't mean Shkia Mamish. It means at the time that you're Mekabel Shabbos, Samuch L'Shkia, right before you're Mekabel Shabbos. That Lich mentioned a few minutes before doesn't mean Shkia Mamish. Now, when it comes to putting on your Shabbos clothing, there's another consideration. If you were to put on Shabbos clothing on Friday, so that clothing now should be chayiv in Kriya, because any bag of the novel wears Toch Shiva, he has to be Korea. So it's not just a question of the begotten themselves and putting on Shabbos clothing early, but there's a bigger problem. If you put on Shabbos clothing before Shabbos, doesn't that become chayiv in Kriya? That's what Rabbi Karp quotes on page Tav Kuf Kaf Dalid from Yorchas Chaim. And he quotes from Sri Dablitsky that, yeah, you shouldn't change your clothing until Shkia, or humans for Shkia, Samuch L'Shkia. However, he says, if you put on the clothing after your Mekabel Shabbos, then you don't have to be Korea. But he thinks that you shouldn't change your clothing until Shkia. That seems to be the more correct practice, to daven mincha the Beis Avel earlier Friday and change clothing, put on shoes at the last possible moment, samuch l'chashecha, samuch l'shkia, the Kabbal Shabbos. The Piskei Shuva talks about this also in terms of the reference erroneous practice. Piskei Shuva Aleph. Varan should for Hesia. I am assuming to give us Shaul. Shakas the Mashino, give all of our Shabbos, talk Shiva, you may avail us, Lashav, Kisa, Visasa, Bushman, all in Tech of Arkansas, Yom, Nick of Shabbos, Tosu. Right, look how Bali Tara, Lim, Plus, Ligger, Bosom, and Ashima, Kilo, and Dabra, Zap, with Vatam and Haga. I am sure she was seeing. Avo Shabbos, Mishasha, Kal, Kibbalim, Shabbos, Dine, Ramirez, Barhu, Pathy, Dina Velos, Dazabach, Nathan Shabbos, Tainog, and Shabbos, Omer Shabbos, and Minchab, Halifas, Min Alai, plus the basic in SS, the Kodan Shabbat, the Kazan Barhu, Karma, Avo, she got us an almond olive. He put on his shoes as Shabbos begins. The Kozem, Avo, Dar, Malkin, Shibbos, Father, and Seaver, Yak, and Nigger, Akhar, Seaver. Avol Dara Malkin Shein Shaminyan Asara Vadashin Avol Rashi Lahakdim Makabel Shabbos Bodo Yom Gadol. They lift their eyes from Medina Avelis. He says that an Avol, all things being equal, shouldn't make Shabbos early. Making Shabbos early, so then you're cutting off some of the period of Avelis. So if there's only one chill in town to make Shabbos early, you have no choice. But if there are multiple options, so then better to make Shabbos Bisman. Not to make Shabbos early, not to cut off the Avelis. Rabbi Willard thought that was correct, that all things being equal, you shouldn't make Shabbos early. If there's a big Tzorech, so then there's what to be made of that. Rav Shechter points out that the Tos that some of the Achronim talk about, people that were under the erroneous impression that the Hugo Avelis end with Chatzos and Erev Shabbos. So he thinks that that was based on a misrepresentation based on Erev Pesach HaKadosh. Erev Pesach HaKadosh, that's a Yontif, Korn Pesach. So then maybe there is such a thinking that that would have the din of a Yontif. But to apply that to Erev Shabbos, that's what the Achronim say is baseless. There is an Aruch HaShulchan here in Sifei who references the Mevatel Simanei Avelos, not including shoes, but other things, Miplaga Mincho L'mala, or sorry, even shoes, that you can wear shoes, Miplaga Mincho L'mala, and your Shabbat, and change your sweaty clothing. If not Big Day Shabbos, till later. But he seems to allow for at least reference that people, and not be critical about it, that people would stop the Hugo Veils and flag them in for not. And Titzelias and Simmentas tries to justify where that Aruch HaShulchan may be coming from. But the bottom line, it seems that the Hugo Avelis continue until the last possible moment, Samuch Le Kabbalah Shabbos on Friday night. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow on Zoom.